as the family car pulls into the long gravel driveway, Betsy can barely contain her excitement. The moment they come to a stop, she unbuckles her seatbelt and swings open the car door. With haste, she jumps out and runs toward the quaint old thatched cottage. Colourful flowers and plants decorate the small front garden, their blooms reflecting against the property's creamy white walls. A soft breeze rustles the tall beech trees that overlook the driveway. It carries with it the delightful scent of freshly cut grass. But Betsy doesn't pay much attention to any of that. As she races up the gravel path leading to the house, tiny stones crunch and skip up beneath her feet. Butterflies, bees, and ladybirds leap up from the flower beds, suddenly awoken from the usual peace and quiet. When she gets to the front door, Betsy stands on her tiptoes and stretches out her arm to grab a short piece of rope above. The rope is hanging from a small bell on the outer wall of the cottage. It was only on her last visit here that she'd finally grown tall enough to reach it. With an enthusiastic shake, Betsy dings the bell several times. Her mum, following up the path to the front door, reminds her daughter that just a couple of rings will do fine. Dad shuts the car boot, carrying a small pink suitcase and a rucksack full of Betsy's favourite toys. With the bell's chimes still resonating, Betsy peers through a frosted glass pane and sees a sprightly figure walking down the hallway. The door opens with a soft creak, and Betsy is met by the bright, wholesome smile of her dear grandpa. He too has been excited for his granddaughter's visit. "Welcome, my darling. How are you?" he asks. Betsy jumps into his arms and gives him a big, warm hug. "Did you hear the bell?" Betsy asks. "I reached it on my first try." Her mum and dad chuckle as they follow on inside. "I heard it loud and clear," Grandpa replies, equally amused by his granddaughter. Though he might be in his latter years, Grandpa still has all his wits about him. He stays busy looking after his cottage. He takes great pride in tending to the garden, both front and back. They always look vibrant and healthy. "That's good timing," he says. "I've not long put the lawnmower back in the shed. I just thought the grass could do with a little extra trim." His son and daughter-in-law smile, greeting him with a loving hug of their own. The whole family makes their way into the sitting room. A pot of tea is on the table, freshly brewed and still steaming. There are biscuits and cupcakes too, which instantly draw Betsy's attention. She asks her mum if she's allowed a cupcake. "Only if Grandpa doesn't mind," says mum. Betsy looks up at her beloved grandpa. You fill your boots, Betsy. You're using all that energy growing so tall, after all. She grins gleefully and picks up a cupcake and two biscuits. With her rucksack of toys in tow, Betsy runs out to play on the freshly cut lawn at the back of the cottage.